Welcome to our viewers worldwide. I'm Carl Azus for CNN Student News. Our first story this March 19th focuses on an apparent terrorist attack in the North African nation of Tunisia. It's a country between Algeria and Libya. Population, about 11 million. Officials say several gunmen entered a museum in Tunisia's capital on Thursday and killed at least 17 tourists and two others, one of them a Tunisian security officer. The terrorists also took hostages, but Tunisian law enforcement were able to end the siege and kill two of the attackers. Police are looking for three other gunmen. Tunisian Prime Minister Habib Assid called it a cowardly attack targeting Tunisia's economy. Tourism's a key part of that. The museum where the attack happened has exhibits of Tunisian art, culture, and history. It's right next to the Parliament building, which was evacuated. No group immediately took responsibility for the attack, but ties to the ISIS terrorist group are suspected. From North Africa to the Middle East, immediately after Israel's election on Tuesday, polls and local media indicated that two main political parties were locked in a dead heat. But when the actual vote count came in, it became clear that the party of current Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu won a major victory, taking 29 of the Knesset's 120 seats. Results are still unofficial, but most analysts expect Netanyahu to keep his job leading Israel.